Mike Houston.
Just finished up practice number 7. This morning we were at Shell. This morning, had the day off yesterday for practice. Had a couple of meetings yesterday, but practice-wise, had the day off. So came back Shell's this morning. Worked a lot of special teams fundamentals. In addition to some situations in preparation for our scrimmage tomorrow. So, not a real long practice, but certainly one that is important. Try to, work in some of our fundamental stuff that we do on Sundays throughout the season today, just to introduce those to everybody.
ETU alert. This is a test of the ETU.
Well, they're testing the emergency broadcast system here in East Carolina in the middle of this. All right, I think I got shut off. I was wondering what was talking to me. But anyway, not completely pleased with this morning. I ripped her butt a little bit after practice. It's one of those things. I know that there's unknown everywhere in our world right now, but we've got to keep our focus on today. We got to go out, each day, and whatever we're doing, we got to push ourselves to be the best at whatever we're doing, and we got to push ourselves to always improve. Those are the things that we can focus on right now. And so, today was a good day for them to understand expectations. So looking forward to tomorrow, though. Should have the officials here tomorrow. Looking to get probably 70 to 80 snaps total. Probably try to get the each unit about 35 snaps of live action. We will have live special teams tomorrow. We'll tag off on the returners, but all the blocks and everything will be live. And should get a great opportunity to get some situational football in and to be in Daddy Ficklin Stadium. So excited about that. Questions?
Coach, can you talk about the progress of your backup quarterbacks and how they're coming along and who's standing out at the moment a little bit?
Well, Donnie and I, we've been talking about this the last several days, and that's really the key right now is figuring out who is number two and then try to figure out who's number three so that they can compete with number two. We've got several of them that have shown some bright flashes. I think tomorrow is going to be a great evaluation for them. Certainly want to get Holton some work tomorrow, but I think, very important that we get those other guys some solid snaps so that they can compete against each other. But I think several of them have shown flashes.
Speaking of that, Coach, I know you talked about Mason Garcia some and Ryan Jones, some roster personnel type stuff. Is there any updates with them, their eligibility or getting here, that type of thing?
Well, Mason Garcia, his waiver was approved, so he is eligible. So he's deemed a fully eligible, ready to play. So, kind of check that box off and really excited about that. I called him as soon as I got the news last night and told him myself just so we could kind of congratulate him. A lot of people worked very hard putting that together and excited for him. So, that was a good one. Ryan Jones, Ryan has ended up one credit short of graduating from Oklahoma. So he is enrolled in that class and he is taking that class now. He and I talked 2 days ago. He is still planning on being here in January. And so we're excited that we will have him here at some point, but it will not be this fall.
Coach, I had a quick question on protocols that you guys are doing. It's one thing if a player gets it, you have a certain set of protocols. What happens if, a player's roommate gets it or a player's girlfriend or someone that player's close to? How do you guys handle that when it comes to contact tracing and kind of the rabbit hole that goes down?
That's it. I mean, it's if they deem that they have had close contact, then they are quarantined for 14 days.
Even if they test negative?
Yep, you cannot test out of it. It's the most frustrating thing I've ever heard of. But that's what we're gonna do. That's the protocol.
Is it too hard at this point to try and put the guys inside some type of bubble, so to speak, or is that impossible?
I mean, if I was still at the Citadel, we could put them in a battalion by themselves and just lock the gate to it. I mean, that's really what you'd have to do. The key thing is masks. And we had this talk with the kids last night and talked about that exact scenario. You know, they're going to have to do a great job when they leave their room in the morning. They've got to have a mask on. They've got to wear that mask throughout the day anytime they're around anyone. And they've got to be diligent about distancing, and they've got to be diligent with, you know, washing their hands and being sanitary. So, you know, it's just, that is our world we live in right now, and that's what we're going to have to do. But the contact tracing is going to be the thing that gets our sport. It'll be the thing that games gets canceled over.
Hey, Coach, we just heard from Mr. Gilbert about moving the Marshall game there, and I just wanted to see if you had any reaction as far as disappointment, the fact that, you know, you're not going to be able to start off the season with that, and especially with what it means to, you know, these two schools.
Well, you know, I haven't gotten anything, concrete yet about us moving the game, so you guys may know more than I do. I know we're having those discussions, but, you know, this whole summer I've been talking to the kids about, you know, it doesn't matter if we play on August 29th or September 5th or September 12th or whenever, you know, we've got to be ready when we get, you know, when that day comes. We've got to be ready when the time to play comes about. And so I think that the key for us is just, you know, getting some finality to when that game is going to be played, and then just making sure that we're ready when that day comes. I think those are the key things. You know, it is a little bit of a coach cliche, but, you know, control the things that you can control. That's what we've got to focus on. I've got to focus on what we can control, our preparation daily, our attitude, the way we work. You know, those are the things that we can control. So we got to focus on those right now.
Coach, how difficult is this scrimmage for you guys because you haven't been together so long?
I didn't catch all that, Brian.
How difficult is this schedule? I mean, is this scrimmage for you guys because your schedule has been so, you know, no spring practice, you know, you haven't been together that long. How different is this scrimmage for you?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, it's kind of like the deal with the special teams fundamental circuit this morning. You know, we've done those drills a little bit the first 6 days. It's the first time we put them all together, and it looked really sloppy, and it did not look like I expected to look. And, you know, you may see some of that tomorrow too. I've been pleased that we have had some, you know, flashes of sharpness this week, but, you know, putting it all together in a scrimmage type situation, you know, that's going to be the real key. And it's just, you know, everything is just so much different right now. You know, this press conference, you know, this is the way our team meet a lot of days, you know, because we can't get the huge group together, you know, all in one room. So it's just, there's so much stuff that we're going through right now that, you know, we're going to have some bumps tomorrow, but hopefully, you know, hopefully it goes smooth as it can. And at least we're back to play. You know, it'll be a live scrimmage in our stadium. So that's pretty exciting.
Coach, going back to that dorm apartment situation, do guys like in a dorm have their own room, or are they still in roommates, you know, that type of situation?
Some have their own room. A lot of them have roommates. I think for the most part, the football guys in the dorm have a football roommate. That's good and bad. I wished we could have them all in their own separate room. You know, that would be ideal.
Coach, can you update us on the offensive line, some of the personnel there? I know Fernando worked on the center, and just maybe some of the other guys there.
Yeah, Fernando Fry, he's working at center. Avery Jones has been working at left guard. Justin Chase has been working at right tackle. I've been fairly pleased with the way those guys have come along. I think Nashad Strother, that's a guy that has played both guard and tackle. We've been repping him at right guard and at left tackle. Bailey and Deontay, they return with a little bit of experience there at those two spots, but we've been, you know, repping Nashad, you know, a little bit all over the place. Trent Holler's been, taking a lot of reps at center behind Fernando, and then Sean Bailey is competing with Nashad there at right guard. So, you know, a lot of competition right there. I think we're better. I think we're improved from where we were a year ago. Tomorrow will be a big telling sign, though.
Coach, taking a look at the linebacker positions, a couple days ago you referenced Aaron Ramsor, everything he's going through right now, coming back from an ACL. You obviously had Gerard Stringer, who's out for the season. You have Smith and Bivens, who played a lot of football, but what can you tell us about some of those other guys at linebacker?
Well, first, I think Bruce Bivens and Xavier Smith, I've been really pleased with them through this first week of practice. Both of them, you know, Bruce looks like what I expected him to be last year, playing with a lot of confidence, playing very fast, playing very physical, really excited about him and the job that he's doing. But those two have had a solid start right there. Xavier, you know, he's taking that next step. I see him being one of the leaders of our defense, and, he's kind of embraced that role. But those two are playing at a pretty high level. Miles Berry's in competition right there with him. Aaron Ramsour, we all know about him. He's coming back from that injury. He keeps improving every day and playing a little bit better every day. So I feel pretty good about our returning guys inside. Taylor Jackson has been the young guy that I think stood out. He might be a guy that's ready to play this year as a freshman. No doubt, whenever he does play, he's going to be a really good player for us. He has a lot of explosion, great feet, really good speed. On the outside, Jaira Wilson has been taking most of the reps with the first group at the Sam position. Really like his length. Of course, he came on last year. I thought played really well in the second half of the season, but he's improved upon that. So now you got a guy that's long, really good in coverage. He's a physical player. I feel good about him. Got a lot of competition behind those guys, though.
Coach, you were able to start practice, based on playing August 29th. If that has moved into September, like it looks like it, does that change your practice mindset or rules at all, do you know, or you just kind of keep going and you have extra time, I guess?
Well, I think that, if the game, depending on when the game gets moved to, if it gets moved, I think we would evaluate, the next couple of weeks and maybe take more of a, not a spring practice, but more of that kind of approach as far as maybe not practicing every single day. Having some days in there where they just train with Big John and the strength and conditioning staff, I think it would allow us to take our time a little bit right now and getting them into shape. So if we're going to move that game, I would rather us do it sooner rather than later so we can have that flexibility. 2 weeks out, we've got to really lock in, to game week mode kind of deal. But that would give us some time to take some days off, really spend a lot of time teaching and developing. So that would be a plus to that.
Are there any other questions, Coach? Okay, Chris, thank you very much.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Have a good day.